Greetings and salutations. It's me, your favorite little kitty cat. I'm falling behind on February's the 13th. Desperation, Valentine's Day Eve. And I personally don't like Valentine's Day because of the expectations and the pressure that society puts on an individual for this romantic, lovey-dovey day. And just this morning, somebody asked me, asked coworkers, you know, like all in a group, well, what are you planning for your sweetie? And the guy says, I haven't planned anything yet. And then she moves down and says, well, what are you planning to the next guy? And he's like, probably a card. And then she looks at me and I say, something. Oh, I got his present and it's done. And I bought it yesterday and they looked at me with like, okay, well, tell us what it is. Okay, I'll tell you. I got him a gun magazine. And they look at me like, what? But I don't get it. And I said, well, he was standing at the magazine rack and I was shopping. And if anybody knows anything about gun magazines, they can be very expensive at times. Anywhere from like $7-$8 up to, you know, $24.99, I think. I mean, it's... I don't know. I don't buy magazines, but, you know, that's kind of expensive to me. It's, you know, for a magazine, you're going to read all the articles and throw it away, or are you going to keep it? He's going to keep it. But anyway, I said, you know, do you want it? And he says, yeah, I was thinking about getting it. I'm like, okay, I'll get it because I'm buying stuff and it's my treat. Okay. So they look at me funny. And then they're like, well, aren't you doing anything for tomorrow night? And then I went on to tell him a story of my beloved says to me last night, tomorrow night, Thursday, I'm going to go to the hardware shop and get some blah, 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 so that I can work on this project, blah, blah, blah. Okay, fine. And he goes, and don't forget about Friday night. And I looked at him funny. Okay, you're going out Friday night? What's Friday? I'm totally confused. And then my coworkers are looking at me and then they start laughing, you know, like, are you serious? And I'm like, and then I said, you know, my beloved said, Friday night, really? Are you serious? You don't, oh, and I thought, oh my God, me being me, I forgot that he told me he was probably going out with his friends or he made some arrangements to go, you know, to the gun shop or something, I don't know, after work. And then he says, give it a second, it'll sink in. So he walks out of the room and then comes back in. And by that time, oh my God, Friday's Valentine's Day. I totally forgot we're going to go out to dinner. He had mentioned, well, we'll go out to dinner. And then he laughs and gives me a kiss and he said, we don't have to go because, you know, going out on a Friday night on Valentine's Day with all the people and the couples and just all I'm gonna vomit. I'm sorry. I'm a romantic, but the expectations of Valentine's Day, and I'd rather have a Pretty Woman. I'd rather have a carpet picnic, just me and my person, and, you know, eat junk food and watch, you know, old movies, or just, like, last night would have been perfect. We spent 3 hours talking, you know, just my beloved and I, about things and our relationship and who we are as a couple and past tense and children and parents and future plans. And 3 hours went by and wow, you know, I mean, to me that was a great Valentine's present. spending that time as opposed to, okay, I have to go get my wife a card and I have to get her a box of chocolate and I have to get her some jewelry and I have to do this and... My Valentine's Day is already complete because I got it last night. And then we topped it off with pizza. And I want to say thanks to Stefano for making me laugh with that Twitter reply because he... that was good. And but that's my February for the 13th day of February 2014. Later, news people.